Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, that's feeling good, isn't it?
That's nice.
That is good. We've got our own little stonk, our own little sting there.
Little sting.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud.
Live and
we
loud.
We didn't even do it. We didn't even record it. Someone else did.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
nice.
That's really impressive.
Already got people doing things for us.
Should we tell everyone what's actually happening here now, Inel?
Yes, this is J&I Live and Loud. Yeah.
Johnny and Inel live and loud on FUBAR Radio. It's happened, guys. The dream has been fulfilled.
Oh,
I feel like the Rock Clown. Finally, Johnny and Inel have come back to FUBAR.
It doesn't matter if it's FUBAR. I tell you what, that's something ticked off of the bucket list right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. You've got our own radio show, Inel. How are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling pretty good, you know, because I wasn't, you know, I was a bit apprehensive before, not because of the radio show, but because I just bought a new doorbell.
You bought a new doorbell?
New doorbell, because the old doorbell wasn't working too properly. It was a bit busted. So, like, when the postman would come round, right,
yeah,
to deliver stuff, he'd press the button, it wouldn't ring, and so, therefore, he'd take away the parcel.
Oh,
so I'd have to go to the sorting office to get the parcel.
So, how do you, like, when you go shopping for a doorbell, how does that work?
You do it online, mate.
But do you get to click on it and hear what they sound like?
No, but that's the thing. You've got to read the reviews on the different chimes. Yeah, yeah, apparently this one's got like a 007 one. I haven't found it yet, but it's got like a 007 little chime.
What do you mean,
there's only like two buttons on the doorbell, so I don't know how to select the different. Yeah. How's your day been?
I haven't been doing anything anywhere near as exciting as you, checking for doorbells.
So about doorbells, my friend.
You don't know where they are.
I'm telling you what, you underestimate. Wait until your doorbell busts and then you can't get your parcels coming through. Yeah,
I mean, people can still knock on the door. That's the old age thing, isn't it?
No, they don't hear that when you're asleep, right?
Oh, right,
don't work like that.
Well, there you go. That's Inel being a conscientious habitant in a house. He's thinking about the postman to the end.
There you go.
So what kind of things can we expect? What kind of things can our listeners expect to hear from Johnny and Inel live and loud?
Boom. Well, we're going to be talking about what's trending for the last week that's just gone. What's been happening big in the news? What people been talking about? What's been getting on people's nerves? That sort of thing.
Oh, I see. Excellent. We do like to keep our fingers on the pulse, don't we?
Oh, yeah. And then we're also going to be lending people an ear. You know, I mean, some of our, you know, friends and listeners, they might have a few predicaments that they might want us to solve. So I reckon we're going to do a bit of that as well later.
Are you telling me that we are so nice that we use our own time on the radio to help other people's lives?
That's what we're doing.
We just go the extra mile all the time, don't we?
We're dedicating at least 15 minutes to that.
Absolutely. You know, it could be a little bit like Deirdre, but it's probably going to be more like Jeremy Kyle, knowing some of the people we know and our listeners.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm looking at some of the problems here, and a few of them are a couple pages long. So.
Oh dear. Hopefully nothing like the problems you usually come out with. What goes on after the point where we're lending an ear right now? What are we going to be following up with?
Well, we've got Mum's the Word. Got to check in on our mums.
Absolutely.
And today we're going to be checking in on your mum.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what.
It's important.
It's all going to be jumping off because Claire Cochran, she's just arrived back from New York.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You just can't stop her.
Just jet setting, yeah?
She's a bit feisty. She's come back from New York.
Warning the listeners now, yeah?
Yeah, just letting everyone know, you know, it might get a bit spicy later because she don't really care. As I say, she reckoned she was going to New York just for, a recreational visit, but I'm pretty sure people were trying to move in on her drug turf out there, so she had to go in.
Got to go sort out the corners, yeah?
Exactly. A couple of people trying to usurp her, so she had to lay the law down. Excellent. So we're checking in with my mum who's in the studio.
Yeah,
what else?
And then after that, we've got spoilers on screen. We're going to be talking about the latest TV shows that we've been watching, and we're going to discuss the controversy around them.
Excellent. A particular favourite of ours is Game of Thrones
as well, isn't it?
Excellent. And finally, who else do we have in the building
today? Oh, we've got a special guest as well, you know, bro.
Who is it, Inel?
We've only got Jamali Maddox in the house.
Oh!
We need like a bomb sound effect there,
man. Yeah, we do.
Do
you know what? I think I can do it as well.
Go on.
Let me try something now.
Yeah. The world's
greatest. Did you like that?
That wasn't exactly a bomb.
It didn't work, but it's not like a bomb.
World's greatest is nice, yeah. Good track, but...
But, like, I mean, basically, we could get into a pattern where you ask me to queue up a thing, and no matter what it is, it's actually The World's Greatest by R. Kelly.
Oh, is it?
Like, why don't you ask me for something like, have you got the sound of a... A bus crashing into a car.
Oh, Johnny, have you got a sound of a bus crashing into a car on the A10?
Yeah. I'm the world's greatest. So, that
you've
got to imagine.
Yeah, oh, I did. Yeah, the guy didn't have his seatbelt on. I heard that. The world's greatest.
This is why they never should have let us have a radio show, because I'm just freaking out.
I'm restricted.
Out
there's all sorts of buttons there. What do the other buttons do? Are they all the world's greatest?
Well, we should tell people once again who they're listening to right now.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on Uber Radio. The world's
greatest. Oh, yeah. Having a great time.
That's how we just start the show every week.
Absolutely. R. Kelly's going to get a lot of play today.
It is.
The thing is, do you remember, I've got a problem with R. Kelly as well. I have got a problem with R. Kelly, because when we did our show before on the TV, basically, we did a little parody of one of his songs,
mm-hmm.
and he Brilliant refused song. To sign off the rights to let us do the parody, and it was a wicked song as well.
It was.
Yeah, I mean...
You know what? One day, we got to play that song on this.
Yeah, exactly, because that was wicked. And, I mean, that's one of my biggest problems with him. Obviously, weighing on girls as well is another thing, but, we don't mention that. In general, I do have problems with you, but... I'm the world's greatest.
He did give us a good stinger.
He did. Thanks for that, R. Thanks for that, Robert. Anyway, I know, apart from all these awesome stuff that we've got coming up, we've also got some absolutely sensational music.
Oh, yes!
Because we do like to keep the audience listening to some fresh and funky tunes.
You know what? People are going to be bumping when they're listening to our show, you know?
Absolutely. That's what we're about. And we're actually going to kick things off today with the sensational Lupe Fiasco.
Go on, then.
With a tune called A Kick Push, which is actually kind of a bit of a skater tune, I believe.
It is.
You're a big fan, though, of Lupe?
I am a big fan of Lupe, yes. Oh. Not a skater, though.
Not a skater.
So I'm half appreciating the song.
Not many of us are. Yeah. Let's give it a go. What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo. Y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding, you know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, check it out. First got it when he was 6, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it, branded, since the first kickflip he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit, cocoon, 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 his neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. So we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, and coast. My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself, is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said, I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these aerials and burials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some odd in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, yeah, yeah, and coast. Yeah, swanky, yeah.
Yeah. Before he knew, he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out when things got crazy. They needed to break out. They head to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just rebels without a cause with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, yeah.
Kick, kick, push. Oh, yeah.
That's right. You're listening to Johnny and I Now live and loud.
Live and loud on Fubar Radio. Oh, we've got a sting for that.
Johnny and I Now on Fubar Radio.
Yeah. Oh, that's not even us. I've only just wrote that out.
No. I told you, it's someone else.
That was good. That was Lupe Fiasco with Kick. Push.
Kick push.
So, now we're quickly moving into the strand of our show, our Live Aloud show, where we talk about what's trending.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be talking about stuff that's popping up on social media, about the stuff that's kind of affecting us, that's popping up in life, discussing it. What's the first thing that has jumped out here?
Big things of Guan with The Simpsons. Yeah, Harry Shearer from The Simpsons, one of the main voice guys, left The Simpsons.
Boom.
Dear, dear. Alan Shearer has left The Simpsons.
No, Harry Shearer.
Harry Shearer. Right, Harry Shearer. Okay.
He's responsible for a lot of characters on there.
He
pretty much voices every third-party character.
He's Flanders, isn't he?
He's Flanders, Mr. Burns. He's Smithers.
Smithers?
Yeah, he's Otto, the bus driver.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know.
That's half the cost.
I know. Ken Brockman.
Oh, dear.
I think he even does like the sounds for, like, Itchy and Scratchy as well. That's him.
I'm not sure he's really going to be...
That's him. I mean, they don't talk much, but... hey, that's iconic.
Yeah, but to
they
be fair...
They had their own video games back in the day. That's how you know they're good.
But I'm pretty sure you can get someone to replace someone to go...
You're going to notice the difference.
So what do we think this means for The Simpsons, then, if Harry Shearer is about to...
Well, I don't know, because this is a tough one. Either they're going to get guys that sound exactly like him to voice all the different characters, which there are a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
Or they're just going to kill off the characters altogether. Boom. Just kill them off.
Yeah, but
half of Springfield.
That is a lot of characters to get rid of, isn't it?
They're done, mate. They're done.
I'm not sure they can do that. I mean, to be honest, like, the thing is, if they do get someone to replace him, like, would they actually kind of draw attention to the fact that this person's been replaced? Because, like, it happened on Family Guy, didn't it? Meg got replaced at one point. But otherwise, they could just have someone sounding completely different.
They could do what they did. Like, they didn't even mention it. Like, season one to season two, there's a switch. And then everyone's like, hey, hold on, what's that? And they just, like, talked over it and they didn't even address it. You reckon that's the approach to do?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Like, because the thing is, I mean, sometimes it just happens. But I think about... like, you know, in EastEnders, they always just change characters halfway through, you know. I remember that little kid, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Ben? He was growing up.
He's changed like three, four times.
Three or four
different
times.
Guy.
Different
guy. He's a different guy.
It's just ridiculous. I actually,
1 minute he's skinny, next minute he's hench.
Just complete body morphing, you know what I mean? I actually thought, when I was growing up, I thought that would happen to me. Like, I'd hit 16 and turn into a little ginger kid.
I swear, it's all the Mitchells keep changing. Didn't they change one of the daughters as well?
Sam Mitchell, yeah.
That was it.
That was because Daniela Westbrook was on the...
Oh, yeah, she only had one nose, isn't it?
On the fun stuff on the weekend.
Funny thing.
Yeah, couldn't get her out of the clubs, could they?
But makeup can't address that situation.
can
we get the prosthetics in?
a replacement septum, please. I can only do so much. no offence, Daniela. It's tough, you know. No one likes to call the end of the night, do they?
Call it time.
Let the night go. Oh, I do.
Come back next week, eh?
Exactly. Eh?
Try again another time.
Got work in the morning, ain't you?
What time you got me on set?
What, I've been replaced.
Well, I can stay out then.
Yeah. Oh dear. Well, we better watch out. We'll start getting replaced. I swear we will. The thing is, like, for a long time.
You reckon if they replace them with two other random black guys?
Oh, no question. The thing is, like, you know what I used to end this? Do you remember little Billy Jackson? The kid.
Oh, the mixed race kid.
Yeah, when I was in school, I was like, that is me. I'm going to, when I grow up, I'm just going to be Billy Jackson. I look like I've got big hair anyway.
You can still get that role, man.
He's dead. So.
Well, they killed him off.
Yeah. So unless you think EastEnders goes mystical.
Hey, there's many times characters come back from the dead, man. How many times did they kill off Nick and then he come back every other year he was back for Christmas?
Yeah, I think they left it ambiguous.
I'm back.
Nasty Nick's risen from the dead. So go and get some fags for your doc. Like Ma.
I've never, ever since that, I've never trusted anyone who refers to their mum as Ma.
Ma.
You like Ma? Oh dear. So what we're thinking that, the Simpsons are probably going to just have to replace the voices, yeah?
That's it, it's done. It's going to have to go. I mean, people are kicking off on Twitter and stuff about what are Simpsons going to do, but... I mean, what is there to do? I say just replace them and just get some really good actors in to sound exactly like it, and half the people won't even notice.
Yeah, they probably won't. You know. One thing I found in this life is that people are fickle. Very disloyal. But enough about my personal life. Onto the next thing,
Steven Gerrard. He left Liverpool. Had his not his final match, but his last kind of home game. Last Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, his final match at Anfield as well, you know. So, well, the thing that I found about this, which was quite interesting, was it's his last match at Anfield. The guy's a Liverpool legend, as his manager was saying, oh, he's a legend of the city, not just a club and stuff like this. And basically, there was a.
From little boy, wasn't it?
He's been there all the way through. And there was a bit of a straw poll going around whether he'd start crying in the final game. And Jamie Carragher, another Liverpool legend, was actually saying that he better not cry. He better not. I didn't cry. I didn't cry. Stevie better not cry.
He better not cry.
That's the thing, though.
If people keep saying that, you're going to cry. I remember when I was a kid in primary school, right? People used to say, oh, you're going to cry when like you fall over. You're like, no, I'm not. But you get so frustrated that they keep bringing it up that you eventually just get so frustrated you start crying. He's like, no, you're going to cry, man. No, I'm not. I'm not. No, you're crying, innit? No. Look, I can see you did. I'm not crying, man.
I am now because you won't leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm crying for different reasons.
Not the original reason.
Yeah, not the original reason, man.
I'm crying now.
I'm plastered on my knee, I'm fine, but I'm crying about other things.
Yeah, no, a very similar instance happened. One of the older kids gave me a couple of slaps one time, which was just completely out of order. I've never forgiven you.
Wait, just slapped you?
He missed a shot in Wembley like doubles or something like that. Mm-hmm. And apparently someone from the crowd laughed. And he went over and he went, oh, was it little Johnny, was it? Gave me a couple of digs. And I was cool. I was like, this guy, it's like,
hey, that's a G, man. You took the punches and you didn't even complain.
I didn't. I was like, that's not even hard. But then all the older girls kept coming over to me going, are you right? You look like you're upset. I'm like, I'm not upset. And then in the end, I'm like, I'm upset now.
So you was holding it out until the girls came around.
Exactly.
Messed it up, man.
Yeah. So, I really let myself go after that. But do you know what? I've got terrible form for crying in some respects.
You've been crying a lot as an adult?
Well, do you know what? I've got a couple of films that, like, in particular, just always get me. One of them...
Rom-coms.
No, not quite. I'm a little bit harder than that. The Land Before Time is... Do you remember that one?
I think I would have agreed with rom-com.
Yeah. No, Land Before Time...
Is that the one with the big, that big dog thing?
No, it's... That's Never-Ending Story.
Oh, Land Before Time, the dinosaur one.
Little dinosaurs, and his mum dies, Littlefoot, and he's got a tree star. I mean, what do you want? What do you want? Just... pull on people's heartstrings. I'm absolutely bawling my eyes out. And I remember I cried on the carpet once in front of the girl that I fancied. And I was just having to look away, going, don't look at me.
She was just really weighing up her options there. She's like, I don't know how I got into this situation.
He's far too emotional for a year four. He hasn't matured well, has he?
I thought he passed puberty already, but he hasn't.
I need a kid who's going to look after me for the next couple of years while we're still in the same school. And the other ones that have got me in adult life, the Green Mile. I mean,
people
who don't cry.
That's
at
got
that.
A lot of people. That has got a lot of people. That one.
If you don't cry at the Green Mile, I don't trust you.
Which part though? Which part? There's several different parts in which tears will.
Well, yeah, I mean, I went to most of them, but certainly when John Coffey's like, I can't take the pain anymore, boss, and stuff like that, you know, little mouse just, yeah. When he gets that mouse, you know, and fixes him and takes that black stuff in and he looks like he's just had a big cigar and breathes it all out, that bit. It's just like, yeah, tears flowing.
Do you know what the last film I cried at? And it wasn't even a film like that. It was Face Off. Nicolas Cage.
You cried at Face Off?
Yeah, big film.
Why would you cry at that?
I cried because it was so good, innit? No, it was the bit, you know, it was the bit where, it's the bit where John Travolta / Nicolas Cage, because they're the same guy, has his son get shot. Do you remember the bit where it's like the big gangster shootout in the mansion and the son gets shot? Boom, and the son dies.
There's not been a film
big boy film that
John Travolta's been in that I can cry. I can't take the man seriously. Hey,
that's the only film that those two have done that are actually any good.
Face Off. I'm not
Face Off.
That.
Big film.
You were mocking me over Land Before Time. Face Off is Face not off. The film to cry at. Hey, not
the
at
big
all.
Boy people out there know.
No, the only other one that got me was Saving Private Ryan as well.
When Vin Diesel.
You're thinking Fast and the Furious, mate.
No, he's in it.
Oh, yeah, he is, actually. Yeah.
It was his first... I think it was, like, his first film or something.
No, the bit at the end where there's an old geezer. It's obviously Matt Damon when he's older. And he's like, tell me I'm a good man. And I was like, I can't, because I'm crying. But you're very good. It's just that classic
thing. Was this in front of a woman again?
Well, I think my mum and my sister walked down the stairs, and it's that classic thing blokes do as well, where they have to kind of lean their head away, like, no, okay, just tears. As long as you're not making sounds, it don't count. Mm. I will have tears gushing down my face, just gushing. No sounds, I'm not crying, it don't count.
Wreck-It Ralph, I think that was the last film that I cried in. Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. Well, bearing in mind that...
Ralph was wrecking. He wrecked the little girl's car. And I was like, don't do that to the car, man. Because, I mean, I've had my car scratched in the past and you get tears. And he wrecked the whole car. And I was like, no, man.
Right.
Don't do that to a friend as well.
See, when I've brought up this subject of films that people are going to cry over, I've got to be honest, I weren't expecting some of your responses.
Face
I know.
Face Off. Wreck-It Ralph.
Face Off and Wreck-It Ralph.
You've got to go back and watch them films again. I don't think you're watching them properly now. Maybe you need the 3D glasses and then you can really, you know, see them vested into it.
Yeah.
Surround sound, 5.1, boom, Dolby.
I'm not so sure, to be fair, that Wreck-It Ralph is going to draw tears out of me.
Hey. If there's any people listening and they cried at Wreck-It Ralph, you let me know. you let me know.
Yeah.
I'm sure I weren't the only one.
They need to tweet in, definitely. do you know the one thing that you obviously... Do you know that period when you grow up as well?
Yeah.
Because I was from a... We're going to get my mum on later, so this would be great. But my parents smacked me when I was, like, you know, naughty and stuff. Yeah, so we'll... Make sure you send your tweets in, guys. And if the NSPCC do need to do any discussions, just send it all in. We'll do it as a kind of counselling meeting on air. But, yeah, we did get smacked.
You know what? I reckon you might get smacked again today.
Yeah, I think I will. Yeah, it's a bit feisty. Do you remember that stage where you're getting smacked? There's the one time you get smacked and you're actually too old for it and it don't hurt anymore. Like, usually you'd be like crying, like...
No, but don't let your mum know,
But that's the... Oh, no, it happened. but the whole point is you get to that stage where it's like, oh, your smacks don't work anymore, so you better think of something new.
And she did.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Then came the emotional torture. Okay. I preferred the smacks. last ring as well on our What's Trending INL. That was that. Obviously, politics have crowded everyone's lives for the last couple of weeks. But one of the things that the Tories, are doing that now they're in is planning to reintroduce fox hunting.
No, man, they're starting on the foxes. Then next, you know, it's going to be like the mice. Then next, the poor people. That's how it goes, man.
Sorry, you put the poor people last. I'm pretty sure they went for them first. They saved the foxes for dessert, to be honest. Yeah, no. Your views on fox hunting, you?
Oh, it's definitely bad, but I can see everyone's kicking off, especially at the SNP as well, because they got the 56 seats, but they can't really. Well, people want them to kind of jump in and kind of oppose it, but at the same time, it's like. Well, it's an English kind of...
Well, yeah, but they could make a fox sanctuary up in Scotland, couldn't they? Foxes are welcome here!
Come on, come on!
For freedom!
Come on, laddie! Get in, get in!
And even Ricky Gervais has jumped into this one as well. He's tweeting out the only way fox hunting would count as vermin control would be if the posh twats fell off their horses and broke their necks.
Yeah.
So there you go. Ricky not holding back. But I actually...
It's nuts that they're trying to bring it back. I can't...
Well, the thing is as well, you know, this classic right-wing media tactic as well with the... do you remember when they started going along the lines where reporting every week that foxes were biting babies?
They're just as bad as pit bulls.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, the foxes. We've got to watch out for the foxes. But, like, one of the things as well is that, genuinely, like, you know, the country at times, disarray and stuff. Why is that a priority that we need to bring fox hunting back? Absolutely messed up priorities. Like, do you think the million people using food banks are going, I'll tell you what the problem with this country is, those foxes are getting a bit too uppity. Someone needs to put them back in line, yeah.
It's more his cronies be like, you had we voted for you now, David. Bring back our sport.
Yeah, well, we need to back. Be more like Australia. Teach them foxes a lesson. Right? They don't let kangaroos run around.
Because we've got the technology for it these days. I got a handy app where it tells me where all the foxes are. So we can literally pinpoint where they are and take them down far more efficiently than we used to.
Absolutely. So basically, guys, foxes, if you are listening, go to Scotland. They're going to have you back.
The sanctuary,
The fox sanctuary that is... north of the border. Right, I think it's time, because that is what is trending this week. That is what is trending, guys.
Ba-doom. You got like a sound effect to, like, you know, punctuate what was trending.
I've got a sound effect actually that's working really well. Basically that was what's trending. I'm the world's greatest. Did that one work? Did it work?
Well, you'll have to.
Yeah, yeah, because what I was thinking is more like, you know, obviously that's what's trending, and if there's any successful R&B singers who have anything relevant to add to this discussion at this point. The world's greatest. Oh, again, there he is.
Okay. You can always rely on his
vain
political input.
Right, I think it's time, because we've just really very much enjoyed talking about what's trending, but I think it's time to punctuate it with another awesome, awesome tune.
Give us a little tune, Brad. What have you got?
Yeah, well, this one, actually, I'm going to go with a tune that I heard the other day. It's by Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to worry, guys. It's not all going to be hip-hop. It will all be.
Shaking it up a bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, this one actually
There's
is.
A couple of people just about to tune out.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's for me. are they going to play Blur anytime soon? But no, this one is...
Is that why I listen to Sally?
Yeah, some of them do. Well, basically, I'm good. Yeah, this is a tune called, by Odyssey called That's Love, and it's a bit funky, and yeah, I think people are going to love it. Let's go.
Let's go, a bit of fun.
Told me the truth even if it really hurt because you knew what I was worth. When you let me borrow money that you didn't really have because you knew what I was worth. When I was at my worst, you would tell me I would blow when I thought that I would burst. You told me how to help others and through that discover how to put myself first. And here we are again, just confronting fears. Whether pain or gain is a bunch of tears. Blood, sweats, and tears probably disappear when smoke starts to clear. They resistance near. Pay attention to the folks who are fanning the flames. They're the ones who matter most in the gravity game. When stakes weigh you down and they stay around to pick up pieces and you off the ground. That's love.
That's love. That's love. That's love. Hey, that's love. 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 That's love.
advice that I seldom ever took, but your head never shook.
That's love.
Both knowing you were right, never shook a living right, just gave me that look.
That's love.
When I had to learn the hard way and you would let me fall, but never did it out of spite.
That's love.
You told me never burn a bridge, if you build it then you need it, whether river or brook. And here we are again and across the path. Dial wins our friendship strongest last, but our strength lies in our first thoughts to laugh at the things that bring most hurt hearts to clash. Fought past the bowl, beef bouts and bros, passing pettiness, blame games and all. Had a few meals, time out to chill, but knowing what you need, space means you feel with love.
That's love. That's love. That's love. Hey, that's love.
Try to tell ourselves that we don't really need it anymore. As if $1 million or the bottom of a bottle or a car, I never cheated it before. So you started with the I don't need it, all I need is money. You can give it to me, but you never get it from me. Yeah, you refuse to play, but you were still in the game. Like it or not, let me explain. Now see, there's a tough kind, a too much kind, a not enough kind, a rather rush kind, and the abrupt kind, a go nuts kind, a hold up, maybe we should take a slow kind, or when you know kind. It started off as friends, but then over time began to show kind. And if we love each other, we can't stay together. We'll do worse the better, gotta go kind, and that's love.
That's love. That's love. That's love. Hey, that's love. That's love.
That is love.
Oh.
That is love. You feeling all loved?
I am loved up, ma'am.
Yeah, absolutely. Love is in the building. That was Odyssey, and that's love.
Boom, and you're listening to Johnny and Inel live and loud.
Johnny and Inel live and loud.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
You just love that button, don't you?
I just keep hitting.
You just got like two buttons on the desk and you just press them both and that's it.
Do you know what? I'm just making myself feel so good. Like, I think I'm really wicked because I'm pressing buttons. Like, this is genuinely the start of something. They've created a monster.
They have.
I want to carry around a permanent soundboard where I could just like be in a pub or something and just order a drink or whatever and be, you know, oh, what do you want? Johnny and Inel will have 2 pints of Peroni, please, yeah. So
the world's greatest.
Why do you want the Peroni? The world's greatest. Right, the next part, obviously, we've talked about what's trending because we have our fingers on the pulse. Fingers on the pulse.
Boom.
Apart from that, as well, as we've stated earlier, we're not selfish individuals, just content in our own successes and my mastery of button pushing. we're also trying to help out people. We're trying to help out our listeners and our friends and any of them who have problems. We're going to try our best to come up with solutions.
There we go. We're so lending an ear.
Lend an ear section. Lend an ear. I know you're going to fire us off with the first problem that you've sourced this week.
Yeah, I got sent one the other day, and this one's a doozy, so let's have a little listen.
Okay.
My mate borrowed money from me for a car, but when I saw her last month, she had a bigger boob job instead and no car. I don't know how to approach the subject, and I need the money back without hurting our friendship. I know she doesn't have a job to pay the money back, as she doesn't have the car. And she denies having a boob job. What should I do?
Well, this is why we're in this game. I know. Because we're
for
experts.
For tackling problems exactly like this.
This is the kind of stuff that Dear Deirdre won't touch with a barge pole. She
stays out of the
way.
I can't answer that.
Yeah.
Can't put that in a paper.
Right, I mean, so... It's, first of all, it does sound like a tricky one.
It is quite tricky because it's a friendship. It doesn't say how long they've been friends for. Yeah. But obviously, it must be for quite a long time to lend enough money to someone get a boob job. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and why? Well, if they were that good of mates, though, why does she have to lie? Why can't she just go, look, these need to get sorted out? But you know, I mean, can you help us out? Can you give us a bit of cash? and even then, like, I mean, to be fair, like.
I think it's just it's just the nerve of saying, yeah, I need to get a little bit of money to put it towards getting a second-hand car. Yeah, I got my eyes on, like, a little Golf. It's a little second-hand good runner. I saw it the other day in the lot, and the guy said it's going to go. I just need a little bit of dosh, you know, just a couple of grand, yeah?
She's starting to sound really fiendy. You know, like, just hustling.
Started scratching as well, like,
come on, man.
I just need some juice.
I know you're good for that grand.
yeah, no, absolutely. That's a shame. Well, maybe she went down there to the car lot and went, yeah, mate, that Fiesta looks like a right little go. And someone went, do you know what? Your priorities are all messed up. Hey, you want to look at yourself before you start buying a motor? Which state are you?
maybe it was a case of she thought, because she needed the car to get a job, maybe it was a case of like, I can get a job with these new bad boys.
Yeah. Absolutely. Ooh. These and an Oyster card. People hey giving up their seat for me, everything. Absolutely. But to be fair, I love the fact that she's arguing she hasn't had a boob job.
I know.
I'd love to see that argument.
Outright denying it while she's got new profile pictures.
I'd like to see that argument unfolding on the street as someone's going, you've got new boobs. No, I haven't. You've got new boobs.
I've always had these.
they weigh heavier than last time.
How do you?
and where's the car? Where's the car? I hope you've got a receipt. do you know what? What can you say? Obviously, a genuine one is if your friend's going to be that dishonest, then you have to question whether they're a friend.
Exactly. But at the same time, she's got to get her money back.
Yeah, got to get your money back. Is what Judge Judy's for. Or we've got one of those in this country now, isn't it? There's a geezer doing it now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Small claims court.
It's like most things, just a weak knockoff of the American one. Yeah. Just judge something, I don't know, judge Tinder or something like that.
Judge Tinder?
Yeah.
Swipe right.
Exactly. Swipe right, didn't you? Is that actually, but overall, yeah, you've got to bring it up with maybe a little lawsuit.
Got to have a little intervention.
Yeah.
Intervention,
yeah.
I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
First, you've got to get her to admit. The first thing you have to do is admit she has a problem.
You got to find the scars. You got to find the scars. If you got the scars, get the proof. that's the proof. You got to wait until summertime where she's wearing the bikinis, and then you say, ta-ha! Right there. I knew it.
That's it.
I knew they were new.
Yeah. I might not get my money back, but I just wanted to be proved right. overall, not really a friend. Interesting, we were just talking about Judge Tinder, because that is actually the next... problem.
What's the
actually.
Next problem, man?
The next problem that was sent in by Carly from Leighton.
Oh, nice one, Carly.
And she was... her problem is, I don't know whether to go on Tinder.
Mm.
I do want to date, but my friend went on a date from Tinder and he was all hands.
What does she mean by this, all hands? It was just all hands.
Now, I
turned out that he was just...
He was an octopus. I mean, we've both been on Tinder dates before, haven't we, Arnell?
Yeah, I joined it about a year or 2 years ago, and it was just a bit too much, I think.
Yeah.
It was just a bit too much. You're having, like, multiple conversations with lots of different people, and it's like... And there's no kind of realness to it. It's all a bit fake, I think.
Did you not think you were going to find your soulmate by swiping right?
No, that's why I left.
yeah, fair enough.
Uninstall.
Well, I watched a program on Tinder the other week. We could kind of talk about it a bit later, but in general it is that Tinder going wrong, basically, and there are some real nutters on there. But,
all hands as well, yeah?
Yeah, but you've uninstalled it now, so it's safer for everyone.
My advice to Carly is, head on out, find a new hobby, do something new, start some acting classes, meet someone there, you know, do a little dance class, meet someone there. You can meet people everywhere, but for me, it's a no on that.
Well, I don't know whether this is devil and angel sitting on your shoulders. I'd say get it on your phone straight away, Carly. Start swiping right. I mean, you're only going to know by, you know.
Right.
You're not going to.
Don't even look at the pictures, yeah?
You're only going to be able to make an omelet by cracking some eggs. You know what I mean? Don't. Stop wasting your time writing into us and start swiping right. Get yourself on some dates, get stuck in. But always remember to meet in a public place because if he's an octopus, you want to get out of it.
Yeah, stay safe, Carly. Stay safe if you do go with Johnny's advice.
Yeah, don't try it at home, kids, definitely. But yeah, no, I'd say crack on. this is an interesting problem now, I know. Goes into a different world. Now, Rob from Kent had written, I had a dream last week.
Oh, this sounds big and bold. I like this. He had a dream.
Like Martin Luther King.
There we go.
But you'll see that it's nothing like Martin Luther King's significant, poignant I had a dream speech. Oh. It's, I had a dream that last week I was having a poo.
Oh, see, in the same sentence, he's just...
I was having a poo in a toilet in the middle of a church hall, and then
Hold on.
Oh, it gets worse. Let's get the parameters out of it.
All right.
In a church hall, and then a class on a school trip came in and were laughing at me, and I couldn't clean it up in time. Am I weird?
I bet he's better watch out for the authorities in a couple of minutes.
I know.
Weird is the last thing he needs to worry about.
Do you reckon this is the guy who, like, genuinely was at school crapping himself and it's like, you know, it's coming back to him in later life and he's,
It could be, but my question is, why is he taking a poo with the door open so people can see him?
No, he's in a church hall as well. I guess even worse, mate.
Yeah, what's he doing in a church hall?
Well, exactly. The thing about dreams are, you know, you can technically control what, you know, I mean, random stuff happens, but if you go, oh, I don't like this dream, you can usually wake yourself up or something like that. But clearly something was going on where he was into it, you know what I mean?
Especially a whole class trip.
Do you know my other mate? My other mate had a dream that he was in the Snooker World Championships final and had a real-time snooker match versus Peter Ebdon. And
he was just standing there half his dream.
Just sitting there, just watching Peter Ebdon.
Just running, popping balls.
Just watching Peter Ebdon chalking his cue. I'm like, it's your dream. You could dream to be in a Ferrari with models all around you in a hot tub.
Oh, no, I'm quite content.
Just wait, watching Peter Ebdon chalk his little cue up. Oh, yeah. He'll be done soon. I'll be back to the table.
Just adjusting my waistcoat.
Exactly. Ooh, I missed that one. Don't think I'll get back to the table at this rate. But, like, yeah, it's your dream, guys. I messed up your dream big.
Yeah, I think that dream is way too small, and the other one is just that's just messed up, man. I don't.
It is a bit weird, but the thing is, as well, I know. I don't know whether because
I don't want to meet him. What's his name again, Rob?
His name's Rob from
Maybe
a sick puppy. I think we are saying you are weird. And the thing is, he's like
There's no helping him.
I had a kid at school, and there was always a kid at school who crapped himself at one point. And there was this kid. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm putting your name on blast, Stuart Evenden.
There we go. Full name as well.
Bang!
Just exposing
You've
people.
You've been done.
The first day again, you're on radio show, and you start exposing.
Putting people's name on blast. Right, and it gets worse, right?
What's his name again? Just so we're clear,
Stuart Evenden. So, Stuart Evenden, you crapped yourself. I've just released it out on the airwaves. But worse than crapping himself, he was in a canoe at the time as well, right? He was in a canoe. And everyone, like, basically, we finished canoeing, we finished rowing, and then, like, the instructor was like, okay, everybody out their canoes. And he was going, I'm not going out. And he started crying, and people were like, why does he want to stay in his canoe? And then he got out and people were like,
So, I don't know how you can still claim him as a friend.
No, he's not, really. And even if he was, if he is listening, he'll be quite upset at being revealed. But there you go. You did it, not me. So, but overall, what we're saying for Rob and Ken, is he a weird guy?
Yeah, that's just weird, man. Like you said, you can dream about anything you like. Anything. Loads of women. Cars. Big penthouse. He dreams about taking a doo-doo in front of kids.
we don't rule people out, though, do we? We just say, no,
that's right. We're not here to judge that much.
You're a sick puppy. Okay. Have we got another problem, Idel, before? Because we are interested in helping, aren't we? We're interested in helping.
Yeah, I guess we do. We got a few problems. Let's see if we can load one up. Okay. Okay, let's see on here. Oh, there we go. All right.
I'm the world's greatest.
I had an argument with my boyfriend last night. Apparently, he thinks I want to have sex too much. Can you believe this? Ridiculous. He is lazy. I am not. I like orgasms. Clearly, he does not. What do I do?
Well, okay. You made a real big strong move to get us away from where we used to be, Arnell. That's good. Okay. We can do this in a sensitive way. So you got a bit of a...
It's a difficult one. Is it not usually the other way around?
Did I mention my mum was in the building?
Oh,
okay. No, should we get her in for this one?
No, I just couldn't see her.
Yeah, I'm going to get smacked again. Definitely. So yeah, we've got a promiscuous lady.
Real problems,
Randy. Real people, man. And you got a guy who just can't be bothered, basically.
Basically, her drive is a bit too much for him to handle.
Too hot.
I don't know what the problem is. Maybe he works nights and he's tired.
You've started to create a real...
I know,
is this you? Who's the guy?
You know what I mean?
Maybe she could do with understanding me a little bit more. Just need a night off sometimes. Just want to play Xbox.
Sometimes. That's just not what we always think about, exactly. All right?
My kingdom for a cuddle.
Maybe that's what he needs, really. That's all he wants. He just wants a cuddle rather than go the full hog.
Well, I'd be interested to know how long they've been together, to be honest. Because inevitably, things, you know, gets a bit...
Message
quieter,
us in again,
it?
And then hopefully we'll answer that one properly.
Yeah, I tell you what, if it's, you know, if you're a couple of months down the line, get out of there. Get back on Tinder. get back right swiping.
Right.
I'm sure you'll get some new business. Don't
worry. Or maybe she wants someone who's all hands.
Yeah, exactly. Could be. It's proven that it's all hands. Absolutely.
All hands are with.
You know, we're matchmakers as well as problem solvers, we are. Excellent. Didn't you have a problem about the...
Let's see. What's this other problem? There's quite a few people sent in a lot. We got another one. When making tea or coffee, right, does the milk go in first or last? And can you really tell the difference? Boom.
The milk go... Yeah. See, this comes down to those kind of finicky, like, people with, you know, who genuinely would kick off and be like, you put the milk in first, didn't you, mate? I can't drink it. No, go on, you've messed up. I definitely put the milk in afterwards.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't put the sugar in when the tea bag's still in, because the tea bag soaks it up. So, that's real life.
I'm
the world's greatest
tea
maker.
Exactly. World's greatest tea maker.
All right, we got one more. All right, there we go. I met a girl just over 2 years ago and fell madly in love. That's nice. A few months went by and I became aware that all the things she had told me about herself were untrue. I.e. work, money, family issues, and previous love interests. I chose to give her the benefit of the doubt, as a strong connection was made, and the sex was amazing. 6 months later, and I found it very difficult to forgive and forget, so arguments occurred rather frequently. She was then forced to move out of her room, and she had in a shared house with the most unsavory of people. But then she was faced with being left homeless, as she had no support network around. So I kindly offered her a place to stay. She's still here 1 year later. The relationship is fantastic. However, I am missing my space. I have explained our relationship will still be just as wonderful if she had her own flat, but she disagrees and seems to believe I wouldn't continue with the relationship if we were apart. What should I do?
Oh, it's a bit of a deep
That's
one.
That's a deep one, man.
Yeah,
we know some.
You know, some people are a little bit more light-hearted, talking about tea-making
issues. Tea-making, let them first-world problem.
Yeah, but some people genuinely need a hand sorting out their life there.
That's
you know?
A deep one.
You know, we've got to take this seriously, because, you know, with the other one, what's the worst? If we get it wrong, what's the worst going to happen? You're going to have a funky cup of tea. Get on with it. Have a coffee.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? But
or
now,
hot chocolate, yeah.
If we get this one wrong, then you're either going to be living with someone you don't want to live with, or you could have a busted relationship.
That's true.
Right, so
I want to know if she's contributing to the rent, because that can make a whole big difference.
Yeah.
That can make a big difference if you're contributing or not. If she ain't contributing, then, boy, you need to get around it.
I just love people's priorities in this. When, you know, he's talking about he's been lied to and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, lied to. She's lying about this, lying about this. But he still felt the need to go, but the sex was amazing. that's like his inner monologue, isn't it? Actually, he's weighing it
all
up.
The only thing, just keeping it together.
Yeah. He's like, wait, hold up. She's lied to me about this. She's lied to me about that. I mean, how can I trust her? But the sex is amazing.
I can't lie about that.
Oh, God, that body doesn't lie. I love the fact that that's still got into his priority list.
But the thing is, that there is a nice side to this, because her moving in, rather than it going the other way and being, like, making things worse, it's actually kind of, you know, healed the relationship in a way. So why he wants to get rid of her, I don't know. She must not be contributing the rent.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
But the thing is,
she ain't paying those taxes. Council tax comes in and she just avoids it.
No,
I bet she don't even put that she lives there.
No,
but she puts like a fake name.
Just hustling.
No correspondence goes to that house.
No doubt. Getting like sent loads of dodgy stuff through the post as well. No doubt about it.
No doubt.
No, but I've had a few friends.
When people call, just say you live here alone.
All the parking tickets, we're showing up. I mean, I've had a few mates who kind of feel like they've moved in with their partners a little bit too early. Yeah. And it is one of those things where if you live with someone, it can get a little bit heavy, like if you've done it too soon, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well,
you're kind of forcing the relationship to kind of progress at a faster kind of pace, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And to be fair, it's just, you know, the reason why I'm trying to be a little bit more sensitive on this one, because I do get the predicament. It can get that way. And you don't want to lose a relationship if it's kind of, you know.
But that's what I mean. If he, let's say he does what he's feeling to do and moves her out, right? How is that going to kind of make the relationship better? I can't see. Because obviously when they were apart, she was lying a lot. He couldn't really trust her. And she was living with some unsavory people in a shared house. And plus, she doesn't have a support network. What if the same thing happens again? She's just going to have to move back in. It's like moving back with your parents again.
Yeah, but to be fair, I think there's, let's face it, underneath all of this, there's some underlying issues. If she's just lying about everything anyway. If you've got to keep her with you because you don't trust her, then she's rotten to the core,
she's
mate.
She's rotten to the core.
Rotten to
but the
core.
Sex is amazing.
Sex is amazing, but she's absolutely... Yeah. what's the sex like?
The world's greatest...
Absolutely.
It's the world's greatest.
I mean, she won't lie to me, but get her into my room. The world's
greatest. Never going to be able to replace her.
Oh, dear.
And that's the solution.
I love the fact that we're being able to use a Robert Kelly soundbite and just throwing it out there, to be fair.
And solving people's problems.
We should have a She's Got That Vibe one, shouldn't we, for that one as well?
Vibe!
Yeah. She's got it. She lies to me, but she's got that vibe. She lies to me.
Look, no need for it. You can just get you to sing it, man.
Yeah, true. I just did it really well there.
There we go. I was like, is that the track? Is that you?
Yeah. Is that you? No.
I
genuinely feel I've missed a call in there, to be fair. I managed to sing a few songs which are in my time, which have been absolutely sensational.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely been sensational. But I've never really been given the respect that I deserve. So it's a bit of a shame, really. So.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we might have to start a new segment or something. Johnny's Singing Corner.
Yeah.
I mean, let the listeners decide, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What was it?
Well, genuinely, I mean, overall, so let's kind of wrap up for this person who probably had the most sincere problem out of everyone, didn't they? You know,
so,
I mean,
yeah, thank you for writing that one in.
Yeah, yeah, but my overall kind of judgment on it would be ask her to move out, saying that you think it would probably be best for the relationship to move forward. And
honesty is always the best policy, and you can't kind of go forward with skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, just say, look, hit the road, Jack. Don't want to lose you. Because the sex is amazing. But
you know he's going to cry about that as well.
Exactly.
He's going to cry about that.
It's going to be awfully hard for him to continue with his life otherwise.
It's not going
to
be the same.
You know, there are them people, though, aren't they, where you just always look back at it and you go, ooh, how do I let that one go?
Oh, messed up, man.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So, I think we've really done our part there, right?
Yeah,
now,
you know what? Do you know what? I genuinely feel better about myself.
You do?
Yeah. Oh. I feel really good.
Yeah, well,
we just helped out, what, 3, 4, 5 people?
Yeah. And, I mean, even the person making the tea is going to be like, I didn't know that about the
sugar. Hey, I didn't know that about the sugar. Yeah. I'm telling you what. Hey, we're winning, man.
Yeah. No, definitely. There's some things like on the little videos you get on Facebook and stuff. There's one of them that shows you loads of handy little tips around the house.
Oh, I've
like
seen those. Yeah.
It's like, do you know if you want to get your beers cold and they're warm, if you get some wet tissue paper or whatever.
Wet tissue paper,
and wrap it around the beer and stick it in the freezer, they get cold really quickly. Yeah.
Mate.
See, I'm solving problems that people haven't even wrote in yet.
I bet someone was typing in like, no. World's greatest.
The world's greatest. Oh my god, I want that everywhere I go. So good.
I reckon we should stick on a track.
Yeah, it's music time, isn't
it? Let's do it. What we got lined up, man?
Well, do you know what? Because we've had a couple of hip hop songs, I think we're going to just kind of take it. It's not just hip hop, is it?
No, it isn't, man.
I'm sick to death of people thinking you stick a couple of brothers on a radio, all you're going to be hearing is like NWA back catalogue. No!
No!
No! We do other stuff. Like Funky House.
Garage.
Garage. Things like that, you know. Mainly a soul voice singing on it, of course we know. You ain't getting Slipknot out of it, let's get realistic.
Tons of R. Kelly. Yeah.
But, I think we'll take it down the old, we'll take it down a kind of housey route now, yeah.
Let's do it, man.
This one's by a guy called Chris Malinchak, an American producer, and he's delicious, because this has actually got the vocals of what's his name? Damon C. Scott Hall, or whatever his name is. The guy who sang, look my foo, jump on it. Don't talk to me.
Oh, that guy.
Jump on it. Yeah, that one. So, you know that song's wicked, isn't it? This is Chris Malinchak with Damon C. Scott Hall, whatever his name is, and this is called No Secret. So please do enjoy, guys.
Very fitting.
So that was Chris Malinchak. No Secrets with Damon C. Scott Hall.
That was a good tune, man. That was a good tune.
I enjoyed it. Do you like that?
Yeah, quite cool.
Well, quite cool. basically, we are an hour through a Johnny and I Now Live and Loud. So at this point, you kind of got a little bit of a reveal there, because we're being joined by someone, aren't we, I Now?
Someone very special.
Absolutely. We're being joined by Mama Cochran. So,
hello, guys.
There you go. That's my mum, and she's the world's greatest. There we go. There we go.
I knew that was going to go in there.
You could have played Simply the Best.
Oh, there. Here we go. Yeah, I didn't get my funny stuff from my mum, basically. Oh, my dad's a barrel of laughs, but my mum's deadpan all the way.
Keeping it straight faced.
Absolutely. I call my mum Belle, by the way, for listeners out there, so we don't get confused.
Not like Nick from EastEnders.
Ma. You all like, Ma? Nice. Oh, that was good for her. Well done. No, to be honest, genuinely revealed earlier that we were smacked as children, so...
I've got social services waiting outside.
There you have, absolutely. Not before time. Where were you when I was growing up? But this is the thing, one of the things we want to pump out on Live Loud and to let the audience know who we are, is that we're very close to our mums, aren't we, I Now?
We are, man.
Absolutely, and that's why I want to get our mums involved and, you know, just kind of give an insight into who the hell we are as well, as much as anything else. Yeah. So, mum, you obviously you're an East End girl. I could get that by the accent.
Absolutely.
Okay, if you're going to keep with these monosyllabic things, you're going to have to give me a sentence over that.
I'm a true Cockney. Born under the sand of Bow Bells.
There you go.
Ah, there, look at that. That needs to be like a little soundbite.
Exactly. Can we snip that?
I'm a true Cockney.
Me and Oliver Twist used to be best mates. Yeah. What, Bill Sykes? Don't you dare start on him. She's a true Cockney. Born and bred. You should see how she walks. She just bounces from one leg to the other. Absolutely. Apples and pears and all that. So apart from that, you have a greater claim to fame being from the East End, don't you? That you like to promote. Don't shake your head, because we know you don't.
Hold on, what's this claim to fame? I want to know this now.
Any family connections that you want to promote?
Go on, John. Well, tell the story. You like to tell it.
She's going all shy all of a sudden. No, I don't like to. My mummy likes to bowl around.
The suspense is...
She likes to tell everyone that she's related to the Cray twins, the infamous East End gangsters. Anyone who wants to know.
Is that what you go about telling people?
I do not. John always tells everybody that I do. I just happen to mention now and again...
When there's a bit of trouble starting in the pub. Do you want to speak to Ronnie Reggie? All this smashed glass I got in my hand, I don't want to have to open anyone up. I'm not going back inside.
I'll put that knife behind me.
I'm going straight and nearer.
I bet you're in the... Claire, you're in the new Craze film with Tom Hardy.
Funny you should say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know, she's gone all posh now as well with some of her voice now.
Voice.
There she goes. The veneers slipped again. Absolute EastEnder. To be fair, it's brilliant. Well, for a start, if you want EastEnd validation, my mum's sisters, well, she's got Uncle Ted and Auntie Anne, but she's got Peggy and Pat, like EastEnders characters, basically.
So basically, EastEnders is based off your family?
Pretty much.
Could well be, yeah.
Pretty sure there's an Auntie Dot Cotton knocking about, definitely.
there's no one like Phil's or Grant's in your family, is there?
No, there's not. I don't know if there is to be that.
Claire's looking like, yeah, there is.
There is, but we don't talk about them. They're on a long holiday at the moment.
Very long holiday.
They need to get buried. Epping Forest, if you want to visit. Shallow graves. So Bella, you also, you've just got back from New York, I believe, is that
I
right?
I have, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, wonderful time.
Absolutely. What did you get out there for?
What did I go out there for? Me and Auntie Peggy Nice. Went out for a nice little trip, nice holiday. Took in the sights. Yeah, had a really good time.
Oh, and what did you see? What did you see?
We went to see all the tourist bits. Yeah,
like the Empire State.
We also on Sunday there was an AIDS walk in Central Park. We went along to that. Really cool. Really enjoyed that. Yeah.
Yeah. What happened? What happened with that?
We just saw it happening and you thought, oh, we're going to
join it. Well, we participated for the last meter and got a badge and standing flat.
So basically went under the ropes to claim a free badge.
Now, I've got to be honest. I've got to be honest, she did mention this to me. So I'm like, I cannot believe that my mum has done this. She's gone to an AIDS walk. Right, there's people who have genuine emotional stories
going on. Piggy, we can get a badge.
Why are you standing still? Got people genuinely had their lives turned upside down, got people connected. And then my mum's just in there for the last 10 metres going, oh, I made it, yeah. Give me the medals.
Hey, what record time? You're in with the top 20.
We're all in it together.
If I'm honest, the only reason we joined in was because we couldn't cross the road. They was cutting off the pedestrians, so we had to get involved just to get across the road.
So, all right. So you didn't
even... She only went back to the hotel.
A collection of medals. And you're... Oh, my God. There's people genuinely...
Don't pass go.
There's people who would have been having tears in their eyes, genuinely, like, this is a real monumental thing. My mum's just jogging across because she can't get any other way. Medals, yeah, cheers, guys, have a good one.
I was asked if I wanted to volunteer, but they wouldn't pay my travelling expenses, so I said I couldn't do it.
Oh, no. I mean, there's genuinely going to be people knocking about out there. Right, and the thing is, as well, they tend to line up the amount of medals that there are for the amount of participants, yeah. You know. So there's going to be two guys who may have been touched by the serious issue of AIDS or whatever, taking a long time to get round the little place. In last. We did it, Danny. We did it. And they're like, can we get our medal? No, they've all done, actually.
Sorry, guys.
But you're too short. No, we're not. We've gave them all out.
No, you're taking it too far. We just got a little ribbon.
It's the same thing.
I tried to get a bottle of water because I was really hot and thirsty, but no.
I can't believe you're going on charity walks and trying to hustle them out of anything. Is this what you do? This is
coming out with a little doggy bag full of gifts.
Exactly.
Got a bottle of water, ribbon, t-shirt.
Out on the race for life, just hustling. Got a calendar, everything.
They've got better freebies than Race for Life, I tell you.
She's genuinely got fun for this. I cannot believe.
Race for Life, you just get a pen.
Boring. Not coming back next year. Don't care about the colds.
We've got tissues, we've got hand sanitizers. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Is this what we have to look forward to in life? Just genuinely going around...
Hustling charities.
Yeah, going from charity walk to charity walk just based on the best things that we can get. This is unbelievable.
No, to be fair, we stood there and we clapped for at least 10 minutes and it did bring a tear to my eye seeing the diverse crowd and, yeah...
Don't
I mean, the crowd was very multicultural.
That was the most, like, a politician's answer I've ever heard.
Diversity box ticked.
Oh, dear. My mum's hustling out here. She's trying to get back on the moral side of things. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Your mum needs to run.
Absolutely. So anything else good that happened in New York, mum?
No, one thing that happened that was really bad, actually, people giving you directions. They're so friendly, so nice out there, and they're all ready to help you all the time. Trouble is, when they don't know where you want to go, they just make it up. So they send you round and round in circles. It couldn't happen in London, I tell you.
Well, not with you round here. You know it like the back of your hand, didn't you? When you and Ronnie and Reggie were running these streets. I mean, I took a geezer's kneecaps out over there. Someone ended up floating in the canal over there.
And we don't speak about the guy over there.
You wouldn't need directions round here. But what do you mean when they don't know where you want to go? Like, so do you know where you want to go?
Yeah, you ask for a certain place and they go, oh, yeah, 5 blocks that way, 4 blocks that way, 3 blocks that way. Nah.
Yeah, is that really how they sound? Is it? Or, I mean,
I don't want to imitate their accent.
Oh, that's
wouldn't want to offend anyone.
No. There we go. So yeah, you're basically getting sent on a merry, on a wild goose chase.
Absolutely.
But overall, New York's a city that you can vibe with.
Oh yeah, it's well cool. I took the guy in the lift attendant some Cockney rhyming slam. He was loving it.
Cockney rhyming slam. Okay, slam. There we go. The thing is you might have seen, by the way, the way my mum's like, oh, it's well cool. Like, my mum, you know, I don't think she'll mind me saying, she's over 60 now, and she's still...
Just.
Well, depends how you consider just, really.
Ooh, but tell you what, them social services do, eh?
Exactly.
No, but she, you know, but the thing is what we do with our mum, we always like to try and keep her cool as well. Mm. And so, like, one of the things, like, we give her sound bites to say, like, Mum, who's your favourite rapper at the moment?
Oh, can't think.
What do you mean? Like, some of the ones that we used to tell you, can you remember them? This isn't going to work if you don't remember him, Mum.
No.
Do you remember Kanye?
Oh, I don't like him.
Well, what? This has been completely destroyed.
Well, she is cool. She don't like him. That's what cool kids
do. Yeah. To be fair.
The last time I can remember talking about this, it was Tupac, wasn't it?
Tupac.
We haven't come up in a while.
Tupac.
Timmy never comes around for dinner anymore.
Yeah, going back to the Tupac day.
John has me like a performing seal. He gives me these little phrases to say, like, do you remember the one about shoes?
I don't know about it. I don't know.
What are you telling about shoes, man?
I don't even know about the shoes one, to be fair.
Do you like my...
Oh, yeah, I used to get my mum to say, do you like my crepes? For everyone. And she used to roll up to Auntie Peggy and be like, do you like my crepes? And Auntie Peggy used to be like, what is she talking about? Thinking about, like, the pancakes.
I don't want any, I'm all right.
I think that's one of the things, like, you know, I think most people have kids, so they can get them to say funny things or dress them in a little baby Converse. And one of the things about having older parents is you can get them to say...
the script, yeah?
Yeah, say cooler stuff. Otherwise, they just become more obsolete as you get older, really, don't they?
Let's leave your mum on a little phrase there. What phrase are you going to load her off with this time?
World's greatest.
The world's greatest.
There we go.
She's faster than you, man.
Oh, absolutely. There is actually a rapper at the moment, Bugsy Malone, I've been listening to, who has a phrase which I think is hilarious. I'm talking about Manchester.
Oh, yeah, from Manchester.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm putting Manny on the map. Can you... You got that one?
I'm putting Manny on the map.
There you go. She's real hardcore there. Manny on the map. I won 6-1.
Bugsy, you know. Yeah. I better tweet him right now.
in a Cockney accent as well. I'm putting Manny on the map. Yes.
Don't knock it.
Right. I think. Oh yeah. One thing before we crack on with another song. One of our problems that we had earlier in our problem solving section was related to Tinder. You're aware of Tinder, aren't you, Mum?
I am.
What was your
view? It's very lively in my house. Not with me, though.
Well, okay. You're going to have to clarify on that, quite frankly. Because people don't know you, Mum, by the way. You have to remember that. So you've just gone, yeah, Tinder's real lively in my house. Not with me, though. I mean...
It's always.
I've got three sons and a daughter. And every so often you'll see one of them sitting there hiding what they're looking at, and you just see their finger move from one side to the other, and you're like, Tinder again.
Good. There's stuff. No other app that you need to do that constantly.
Yeah. Scrolling through.
Everybody else is up to, is there, yeah. Down to up, but this one, ooh.
So you never had Tinder in your day, obviously. Would you get involved if you were, interested in the dating scene? Or are you interested in it in Tinder up? I don't know.
Nah, I'm with Arnell. Get out there, meet people.
There you go.
Chat to them, find out what they're like, what they're made of.
I'm pleased you carried on with that sentence there, because you just went, I'm with Arnell. No. Right, okay.
It's trying to find a way of telling you,
don't it? Exactly. Oh, looks like I'm going to be writing into our problem solving thing next week. Yeah. Something's been released to me on air. There we go.
You told me it was an agony aunt spot. I think that was more like sex therapist.
What? Okay. Things are getting a little weird there, like, at times. Thing is, I know, once they get past 60, you can't account for the things they say anymore. They really can't. Sometimes you just got to get them... Okay, she said enough. Back into the room. Let's get her out of it.
Drowning her out of the music.
Exactly. she's talking again. also, overall, Tinder's not your thing, though.
No,
nah. Fair play.
Two to one.
My mum said yes to me when I asked her about it. She's like, no, I mean, back in my day, we were at the pubs. You know, like, that's more classy. I don't think so, is it?
No,
exactly.
You can't meet someone decent at the pub.
I know, but at least you can see it's real in front of you. I mean, on Tinder, you don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah, my mum's aware of the problems of catfish.
Catfish.
So there you go. She's up. She stays up to date. Well, basically, Mum, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for coming down, Claire.
Nice.
Mum's the word section, so we're pleased to have your wisdom on the show. We're going to play another track, probably one of your favourites, isn't it?
Oh,
is it one of your favourites? Yeah, you're a big fan of Zoe, aren't you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And Eric Robeson, are you still going to his gig?
I do actually know him.
Yeah. Oh, right, there we go. There we go. Well, we're going to give this one a go. This is Zoe with Eric Robeson, and it is called We Are On The Move. So enjoy, people.
I think Fonte's in that as well.
Oh, I think he might be as well. Here it comes.
Thank you.
feeling that. That was nice.
Boom.
See, that's the thing, what we're trying to do, add a little bit of a chilled vibe to things for people to enjoy the sun.
Yeah, the sun's do you know what? The sun come out for us, you know?
Yeah.
Nasty day yesterday, but today it was like, oh, it's Jay and I live and loud. Yeah. What?
They're indoors, so come out. Nice. I mean, if it came out for us, we'd probably be better off being outside.
To be fair,
But no, we're in a radio booth. Doing stuff live and loud.
Don't complain about it. We got our own show, mate.
Absolutely. In case you wondered.
Johnny and Arnell on Fubar Radio.
Loving the buttons
there,
man.
That's just me hitting a button again. Yeah. So, I've got a new one.
You got a new one, yeah?
Yeah, because you know it can play. Obviously, there's been a lot of R. Kelly stuff going on. World's greatest.
You finally got that explosion sound of it.
Yeah, because it was that girl, you know, it just came back to me with that girl who had lied to her boyfriend quite a lot.
Yeah.
But apparently the sex was amazing, so... She had that vibe.
Oh, she did.
She had that vibe.
She did. I say stick with her.
Yeah, exactly. If you've got a girl who drives you insane, but she's got that vibe, then stick with her. Absolutely. You could do worse. So, I know in this part, we're actually going to talk about... Cause we're a big
spoilers on screen!
Spoilers on screen.
We are
big fans of box sets, TV, and all that, aren't we?
Loving it. We always seem to watch the same shows at the same time, so what better way than to have our own segment while we talk about the shows we're watching at the minute?
Absolutely, and we know a lot of people are big on the old box sets and stuff. Oh, and our main one at the moment, we might as well start with probably the biggest show on TV right now.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Friends. Could go the whole way through, we won't.
Yeah.
Winter is coming.
It's getting cold. So there will be spoilers.
For the listeners out there who don't watch Game of Thrones, just buckle in. None of this will be, you know, we'll make it relevant because there are themes that come up.
Oh, of course.
So what happened on this
week? Big episode this week. Whoa. Big episode of Game of Thrones, man.
Yeah.
It started off strong as well. Arya, body washing the dead bodies.
Right.
I mean, I thought I had some bad jobs in my time, but... I mean, I used to do market research in a call centre, but watching dead bodies, I think that wins. She wins on that. She ain't even getting paid, you know. Never bodies. Minimum wage.
And why is she doing it? Why is she having to wash bodies?
Well, it's so she can become one of the faceless.
Mm.
The no ones.
The
nobodies.
So basically, the crux of it is that she wants to become someone who can shift their face. She can basically become any... Like, she can basically body morph and become a different person.
She wants to be like one of those X-Men.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, like one of those.
Like Mystique.
That is a wicked power, though, isn't it?
Mm.
To become someone like that.
She must have saw the film and she's like, I want to do that.
I want to do that. To be honest, if I had that power, like, it probably wouldn't be my overall best power, but if I did have that power... I think I would have to turn into Beyonce, just have a bit of alone time. Yeah, get to know my body. And
you
all
got
that.
The vibe, yeah?
The world's greatest. Oh, wrong one. Yeah, Beyonce. She's got that. I'd just turn into Beyonce or whatever and be like, oh, where are you off to, John? Just having a bit of.
Yeah, but travel is. You're going to be having your alone time, then all of a sudden JT's going to burst in. What's going to happen?
Well, then I'd morph into someone. Not take him up for the day.
I'm morphing, Jay. It's morphing time.
And now everything's awkward.
Yeah, it's not instant.
Because you're all hands, aren't you? You're like the Kinder folks.
It's right, JT.
Cut your hands to yourself. that is a pretty good power to have.
It's pretty good power though. But yeah, like I said, Arya, she's gonna become an assassin, man. Mm. She's gonna be like one of those, like, you know, like Assassin's Creed, like the game where they're just hidden and then all of a sudden, shink, just get shanked in the back. It's like,
I don't even know why I'm dying. Yeah.
She's going to be like that, you know. She's going to be taking out everyone when she's ready.
She's looking in pretty good shape. But the other thing that happened, obviously, and there was a big reaction on Twitter on it as
well,
Well, it was a bit of a spicy one, wasn't it? A spicy end.
But well, before the ending, the actual wedding, I thought was pants. They didn't spend no money on that wedding, you know. That was the cheapest wedding I've ever seen.
I don't think he cared.
It was just a couple candles outside, in the cold, in the snow. Get married in the snow, you know.
So basically, for the people who don't watch, there's a vicious, horrible character called Ramsay, who basically has done loads of bad stuff, and he's married quite a sweet, innocent girl on the show. Mm-hmm. Of course he didn't spend money on a wedding. That's the least of her problems, to be fair.
He should have been on Don't Tell the Bride. I swear. Here you are in the middle of nowhere. We're in Winterfell and winter is coming.
There's a dragon overhead.
No, well, obviously she had a terrible time.
She's had the worst time out of everyone.
Yeah, basically there was a bit of a forceful scene at the end.
I didn't like it because what happened to it, I thought, because she was becoming like a powerful character in the show. Like, she was, because she used to be like the ditzy little princess, and everyone was just like, just running over her. And then she started to grow some balls, and she was like, nah, I'm not going to take it no more. She was like, nah. And then 2 minutes later.
It's like, well, the thing that gets me about this thing, though, is like when you get characters like Ramsay is hated now as well. And those people who play those characters, like sometimes the public can't disconnect from them being. Like, do you remember Trevor in EastEnders,
when he walked the streets?
And people are literally going at him on the streets, like, you should learn how to treat women. It's like, it's a character. Come on.
That guy from Misfits must watch his back, you know.
Exactly. Hey, how you treated that girl was a disgrace.
Hey, Len, are you Sansa's husband, bro? Hey, come in, let me speak to you for a second, bro.
Let me sort this out with you, though, bro. Seriously. So you need to watch out if you're playing those crazy roles. Do you know what? I think what I know we're going to do, that is basically what went down in Game of Thrones. It was wicked, wasn't
one,
it?
One last very quick thing. What happened to Holdor? What go on with Holdor? Where's he gone?
Well, they're not shown up for a while, have they, them lot?
I ain't seen Holdor for time. It's what, 6 episodes been and I ain't seen Holdor once. Where's Holdor? Yeah. Holdor!
Obviously, our what listeners have worked out that Arnell has an infatuation with a character called Holdor, who is a giant of a man.
Man's been missing for 6 hours.
And, and look, I mean, they tell parents at home, if they've been only missing for 6 hours, don't call the police, okay?
I've got a couple seasons.
Wait a few more before you start calling anyone, Arnell. Holdor's been missing for 6 hours.
Holdor,
no! Okay, well, we'll check out next week, hopefully.
Hopefully there's some Holdor.
Yeah, now, we're going to jump into a quick song because we've got a fantastic guest who's going to be coming in.
Who we got coming in? Who we got coming in?
We have the sensational comedic talents of Jamali Maddox. So that's coming up right after this song, which is by Submotion Orchestra, I believe.
Nice.
And it's called All Yours. So enjoy, guys.
All mine.
Could it be you calling me down, 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 down? That foolish heart turns at the stars. All that I am is all that you see. You don't need nobody else, and you're putting this all on me. Forget it. No way to love, just open your eyes. Just hold out your hand and place it to mine. Forever it's you, forever it's me. Give to me body and soul, bleeding between the cracks in the wall. So we have no time, time's all we need. You don't need nobody else, and I know that you still believe. When I call, you never.
Well, wasn't that nice?
Yes. That was nice, you know. Submotion orchestra, you say?
It's Submotion Orchestra, yeah. It's like a different sound, like, you know, we're obviously pumping out the hip-hop and the little, you know,
kind funky
of
stuff.
Funky R&B grooves here, but we also throw down that, add even a bit of a kind of drum and bassy.
Nice. How'd you find them, look?
I went with my mate to one of their gigs, and I didn't really know what to expect, but it was fantastic, actually. I don't know why.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the world's greatest. It was decent, yeah. So, Arnell, we are now being joined by the super, super talented, wonderfully gifted comic genius that is Jamali Maddox.
Hello. Yeah, yeah!
You
we need to get like a round of applause, little
sound. Yeah, imagine like it's just two people clapping the loudest sound in the world.
We'll loop it, bro. We'll loop it. Don't worry, mate. So live is just two people, but the pre-record it'll be like,
wow. You don't back in, man. It's gonna be dope. not now, but dope later.
Don't worry, man.
So Jamali, give our listeners a little insight into what you do. Why we would know how amazing you are. What do you do?
I'm a stand-up comic. Been a stand-up comic. See, I done my first show when I was 16. I got booed off stage.
Really? You started that young?
Yeah, I started at 16, but I got booed off stage, so it wasn't really starting that. You know
what I mean? set you back a couple of years.
Yeah, so the way people ask me, like, how long have you been doing it for, I'll be like, I done my first show at 16, but that's not true. You know what I mean? It's a lie. But about 3 years I've been doing stand-up, and I'm just a comic, and I don't really have that. Like, I have so little to do today. Like, do you know what I mean? It's insane how much my days I do nothing. So I'm a comic. That's the last
time. Welcome to the life, man.
That's a great life, isn't it? I don't even complain. It's an amazing life.
It's a great life. The bills need to get paid.
Yeah.
You're just basically doing it so you got an alibi. When you're watching TV and stuff, you go, I am busy being a comic right now. Will you back off me?
Yeah. My girlfriend complains. She's like, you're not doing anything. I say, babe, I'm working.
Yeah.
Can't you see I'm working?
You're progressing.
I'm thinking.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a good one to get you out of a jam there. It is. Because obviously we're both comics, but we, you know,
great comics.
Writing as well is difficult, isn't it? It's difficult. You can't just be writing all the time, but sometimes you need to be inspired. So we're like swans. Mm. We're like swans. We look graceful like we're doing nothing, but under the water, paddling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best metaphor I've ever heard. Because I didn't know where you were going with the swan thing.
No, I don't think no one knew.
let me lean in for a second and I hope this goes somewhere. Swans. All right, I'm going to vote flat, but I was all right.
Just not in the green, man.
Yeah. That's the best way forward. Swans metaphor for comedy. All right, yeah, all right. Fair enough. It's your show. You do what you like. I ain't complaining.
Not paddling, you know.
Yeah, not paddling. All right. Fair enough. If that's how the show is, that's how the show is.
Often when I start a metaphor, I don't know where I'm going.
I saw the sweat roll down your face. I'm thinking, like, I'm going to go somewhere with this one.
Absolutely. You should see me on
it. Swan, you're open strong.
It's like looking over to me, like, help me out. I'm like, bro, I don't know no swans, man. I don't know any swans.
He sold you down the river, mate. You're just like, boy, you're on this one.
I could have just as easily gone with Eagle.
Yeah. You could have gone with Eagle and made it sound more powerful, but you went with swans.
Swan.
Very majestic, I must say.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Swan. And it, becoming more and more endangered.
Really against the law to kill a swan, though. It's like mad against the law.
It's the queen's animal, isn't it? Yeah. So if you kill a swan, then
how did it come to picking an animal like that? Just like, is it just like random? She's like, I like swans. or has it just always been a thing where it's just swan?
I think it goes back from the years like to, wasn't it like Henry VIII and stuff?
Yeah, I don't think she picked it.
Yeah.
She didn't get no choice.
Yeah, I don't think she
picked it. I want to change the animal.
Yeah. Nah.
Right. I'm the queen.
Face queen.
I don't think you get, when you get in your coronation, get to pick the animal. That
you should
doing your
that
animal.
Should be one of the things.
Like Pokemon. Just
I choose you.
Yeah.
The hardest decision ever. Picking out those three Pokeballs.
Yeah. I choose a Staffordshire Terrier.
And she can mess David camera up.
I choose you, Fox.
I have Badger.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, yeah, so comedians, we are swans. So you're saying you kind of got into doing comedy through basically not having much else to do, I guess, and then kind of wanting...
I've had two jobs and both of them lasted no longer than 3 days.
Isn't it?
And that's it.
Like, what did you do?
I was a paintball marshal. table marshal. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you get
into that?
A girl I knew was working there, and I got it's not as fun as you think. Like getting shot in the neck for £40 a day. And technically, I never quit, so I still kind of work there.
Is it one of the ones where you have to ask for physio at the end? Yes.
They're still like waiting for me to come in because I never really quit. So they're still like,
well, yeah, like the 0 hour contract.
Yeah,
like.
Jamali will turn up sooner or later, don't worry.
Yeah, he said he's going to come in on Tuesdays.
That worked with that. And then basically just telling people to put their mask down and then them shooting you because they don't like that. And the second job I had was I used to sell double glazing on the phone.
Oh, right.
I wouldn't sell nothing. What I do is I'll just earn the basic. I just have the phone on the hook and just earn my basic.
Yeah.
I think I'm happy with $5.99 an hour.
It sounds like a standard experience we've all had. I've been fired from a few jobs like that. There was one where I basically used to ring the same. Like, I got through to a guy who was on an answer machine, and then I just kept ringing the same answer machine just to get my call numbers up.
Nice.
And then I thought it was cool, but my boss came in by the end of the day and used several expletives as she sent me packing from the job. Yeah.
In that case, we listen into the calls, Johnny.
Yeah, really
all calls are recorded.
Yeah, they take the south of double grazing very seriously.
Is it?
Yeah, they take it seriously, man. Like, they make you stand up and be like, come on, let's get some sales going, guys. Come on. And they make you stand like it's a boiler room.
Stand with a headset on?
Yeah, with a headset on. You got to stand up and you got to wear a suit.
You got to turn up in a suit to tennis.
You had to wear a suit for tennis hours. And I looked like I had like a massive afro back then. So I'm just like, I just like I was going cool. And I was just there with this huge suit. And, like, and you know that when you're young, you don't have a suit.
Come on, his case must be going on for a while, man. Leaves his house in a suit.
That old baby case.
That's like a murder.
But you know, like when you don't have a suit when you're a kid, so you have to borrow your dad's suit.
So
I got my dad's trousers on that are just massive. You know what I mean? I look like halfway through an age transformation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was in big.
Absolutely.
Tom Hanks reference there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our listeners will be sure to definitely know the big.
Everybody knows that big. Jamali, that's wicked. It's nice that you're in the stand-up game as well. But what other little things do you like doing? What are your hobbies, man? What do you do in your downtime when you're not just sitting there watching TV and you're not on the stage? What's your thing?
Actually, I like video games.
You're a video game man?
Yeah, video game. PS4 for life.
Oh,
you Xbox people? Yeah. I'm about to throw my headphones down in disgust. The Xbox,
we know you've got nowhere else to go, Jamal. Yeah.
It's so true. This is the highlight of my day.
You're going to throw your headphones down and just stand in the corner. Yeah.
I'll throw my headphones down and just come back in.
Go and get your corpse suit on again. Yeah.
But no, I'm a PS4 man. Like, Xbox, like, It's just Xbox is just
be careful with how you word your words.
It's just an inferior console. No. They've copied the controller. They copied everything from the PS from the PlayStation. You remember you said that big bulky controller with the triggers and that. Yeah, I'm doing it. Wow. Oh yeah.
Man's going
I'm
in.
I'm throwing it out there.
He's going in.
I'm throwing it out there. And FIFA's better than Pro Evo. So there, put down your pipe.
I tend to agree with a FIFA one.
These days. But there was a switch.
Yeah.
We got to about like Pro Evo 5 and then everyone was like, let's go to FIFA.
Yeah.
So have you always had a messed up view on video games? What about Mario and Sonic? Where were you?
I had a Sega Mega Drive, so I was always Sonic.
Right, okay.
I always wondered, why did the Mega Drive have that volume switch on the front?
That wasn't the Mega Drive.
That was the Mega Drive?
That was, I think that's a Genesis, mate.
That's the same thing?
No, because they bought out like two ones that look...
Oh, not the Mega Drive 2, the Mega Drive 1.
Oh, okay, this is the part of the show where I feel like I've stumbled across some students. I'm telling you!
And that's got the switch!
Cheese in the fridge is mine! Sorry, it was just getting a little intense there.
Yeah, but tell me this, Jamali, what level is your Pokemon on?
No, absolutely, so you're Sonic man, you're a PlayStation man, and you were a Mega Drive person.
Okay. Yeah, first console, Mega Drive.
Awesome. So let's get
Life was tough for you, man.
Yeah. I have one or two, because the thing is, now, obviously, you're a comic, and you're absolutely excellent. Mm. And if you don't know, obviously, we'll get your Twitter handle and all sorts so people can come and see you, because you're absolutely smashing it right now.
Yeah.
But apart from that, because, I mean, the thing is, when you speak to comedians, it can go along that classic route, can't it? Oh, you do comedy, you make me laugh, all this stuff. I want to talk about real stuff.
Real deep.
Really, really impacts on you, okay?
That indeed.
If you had to have, well, if you had a special power, which would it be?
Oh, that's deep. Yeah. That's philosophical.
Yeah.
I thought about this
because that's going to say a lot about who
you
know, are.
I know. Invisibility sounds suspect. this is too
stay
suspect.
Away,
yeah,
stay
yeah.
Away, yeah.
Do you know what? I would love super speed, man.
Super speed. Like Sonic.
A bit faster than Sonic, though. I want to go like insane.
What, like the Flash?
Yes.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Super speed. I'll go super speed.
Yeah, but what's that useful for?
It's just a bit fun, isn't
just
it?
Getting around.
What was that before?
Just
like,
never be late.
Like,
that's your thing.
Like,
don't want to be late no more.
What's flying really useful for? Because if we're going to put it in the realms of reality, you can't just fly places and people are going to be like, oh, it's just a guy flying.
Yeah, you get shot down.
They will shoot you out of the sky. Like, they're not just going to let that slide. It's like, oh, this is a guy flying. Oh, well, like, they will kidnap you and learn your secrets.
Flying in foreign airspace.
Yeah. They will kidnap you and cut you up and learn your secrets. Let that stuff fly. Like,
let's see yourself like whether a PlayStation is the best.
You'd wake up in a basement in chains.
I mean, while we're on this, faultless seam of logic here, when you're running faster than the speed of light, and people are like, "Oh, was that the Flash or whatever?" He's never late for work. Do you not think that anyone might go, "Should we get him out of his court appearance job and start testing on him as well?"
They can't catch me.
If I'm flight, because I would actually choose flight, I've got to be honest. I'm still into that whole, you know, Aladdin, Prince Jasmine, take them on dates up there, you know, Superman, Lois Lane kind of thing. Mm. Yeah, it's just to draw chicks, basically.
And what everything else is in life. Like, you think I've done comedy for the joy of people? No, my friend.
It might leave you with an attribute that you can use, definitely. I just think that flight would mean that you could get to see the world in a different way to everyone else, because you could be so high up.
Oh, you mean like a plane?
Yeah. Well,
you mean like a thing we already have, like a helicopter? Really? Oh, yeah.
Or skydiving. Okay.
Yeah, oh. You mean that thing we already have, but you have to do it differently? No. But the thing about flying as well is like, okay, so how far can you go up before you run out of lack of oxygen and fall out the sky anyway? Do you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense. Super speed, man, that's the way to go. You could run so fast.
I suppose with super speed, you can pretend you're like the wind as well. You'd be going so fast, it'd be like,
yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
True. It was the wind or Jamali.
Yeah, they won't never know.
Yeah.
And I ain't going to tell them.
And I'm pretty sure someone just pinched my bum, but I can't tell
them. That's where the invisible man comes
in. Yeah, that's where it comes
in. Jamali.
Like best friends.
Yeah. I'd love to have super speed and have the sound effects that I went past of.
And the world's going. That would be really like, what the hell was that?
And then just pop back and be like.
You have to do a quick little shimmy dance like five.
And I'm out of there.
Yeah, I'm out. I just run up on live TV everywhere.
Yeah.
Excellent. So your special power of choice is super speed.
That's not bad. Do you know what I'd choose though? The ability to pass through solid objects at will. Just like bam.
Yeah.
And then back in the room. Bam. Back in the room. You wouldn't even have to open up no doors no more.
Oh, well, yeah.
No more doors. Because think about it. How many doors do you open a day? Take that out. You're saving so much time.
Yeah, that's true.
How does it take to open a door?
It doesn't matter. You're still doing it every day.
Okay.
Yeah, look. Think about how you have to lock up your house every day. Remember the keys and all that. Don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You're done.
with that particular sound effect.
Yeah.
just that sound. Why would there be wind if you're going through? I don't know where the wind came from.
Yeah, you
don't
have a sound effect when you do your power, man. Yeah, that's how people know you're doing your power, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how you know you've activated it, isn't it?
I have got mine, as we said. But no, I love the fact that this overall special power I now has his driving force behind getting it is, I've left my keys indoors.
Yeah. And you basically want to be Kitty.
Hey, it's all about comfort, man. It's all about making my life easy.
So, Kitty from X-Men Power. Jamal, apart from you, we now have got your special power locked down. Another big question, because that's what we do with our guests. We ask the big, big questions, okay? If you had to pick your last meal on this earth, what would it be and who would you have it with?
Oh,
course. The person I'm having with me, alive or dead, or can it be anyone throughout time?
It can be anyone.
Anyone throughout time.
Yeah, you're running at the speed of light at this
I could probably do the time thing that
go back in time and get him.
It happened in the Flash comics. It can happen now. My last meal, I would go for a Five Guys burger. I'm feeling that right now.
Big burgers, yeah.
Well, Five Guys burger.
With the fries as well.
Yeah, and I probably...
Or the onion rings.
Probably with the fries. And I'd have it with, I don't know, Mahatma Gandhi.
Look at that.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Because he'd be like, oh, I can't eat, I'm vegetarian.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's my last meal, mate. Come on, man.
That's like
I wanted to see if I could convert him.
It's not vegetarian friendly.
I want to see if I can convert him to it, though. Do you know what I mean?
Pretty sure he's Hindu as well, isn't he? So
okay, maybe not Mahatma Gandhi.
Man, that's his fasting, you know, as well.
Probably Mahatma Gandhi's taking him to a beef burger joint. He's probably
on. I'm about to die soon.
He's got to go on it, bro.
I think Mahatma might have a couple of things to say to you, Jamal. Are you taking the mixer? Stopped myself for a while. Yeah. You bring me to a beef.
I would fight you, but you know.
He's weak. Yeah. Need that protein.
I'll go for Einstein.
Einstein.
Yeah. Nice. Someone interesting, man. I want. Do you know what I mean?
Like, to pick his brain.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go with. Like, I don't want to go with. You know, what's the name, man? Molly Cyrus. Whatever the kids are listening to nowadays.
You're just making up celebs.
Yeah. I don't know. Kim Kardashian. Like, what conversation am I going to have?
That would be bad though. If
the most vapid.
Would you allow that? If he was Kanye West, right? And then, like, Jamali's last wish was to have dinner with Kim, his wife. Would you allow it to happen?
Well, I don't think... I think Kanye...
I'm not really a threat.
He's like, well, Jamali's last wish was Kim. Yeah. Dinner with Kim.
Multi-millionaire, broke comedian. I think he's all right.
How would Kanye take that?
Yeah. No, I do. I think Kanye is probably living in his own brain, so he probably wouldn't even work it out, to be fair. But I love the fact that right there, you're... Your list of people you potentially could invite. Well, you went Einstein because I'm not going to invite Miley Cyrus.
That's the only choice.
Swains of people in between.
My life is extreme. You know what I mean? You have a Miley Cyrus or you have Albert Einstein. All the people in between, I ain't got time for it, mate. You know what I mean? I'm running at the speed of light. I ain't got time for it.
Don't need these time wasters. Time wasters. Honestly, you're either singing Wrecking Ball or you're giving me E=MC². That's it. The one thing I always get as a comic, which completely gets on my nerves all the time, is that people, when they find out that you do comedy, want to come up to you and go, tell us a joke. You get that as well, yeah?
Yeah.
It's definitely one of the real downfalls.
They don't do that to me. They're like, do you do comedy?
Why don't you show it?
I didn't know that.
Well, the thing is, it's absolutely disgraceful when people do that, you know. So at this point, Jamali, do you have any jokes that you want to share?
Have you seen my act?
Oh, no, I'm talking about, I have a joke, right, I have a stock joke that I use for them people who come up to me and say, I'll tell this joke, I'm never going to be able to do stuff I do on stage. So my stock joke is this, right, what do you call a nun sitting on a clown's shoulders?
I don't know, what do you call a nun sitting on a clown's shoulders?
Virgin on Ridiculous.
Oh, that was all right. That's not a bad joke. Yeah. That's a solid bit.
Yeah.
You're not laughing, though.
It's not
good.
It's not a rib tickler. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like the killer bit. Like, it's not a bad joke.
The killer bit.
You could lead in with it.
Yeah,
I would have put it on the TV set. No, it's not a bad joke. It's a good joke.
Or on radio.
I love the way you just went, that's a solid bit, like you were analysing stool samples. Yeah, that's a solid bit.
That's a solid bit, kid. It's not a bad joke, I mean,
I don't think he was asking for the critique, but you're giving it anyway.
No, I'm not. Like, see, you're a YouTube
guy. You're saying it, man.
That's one thing about comics is they love to see you bring down another man, another comic. You're like, they'll egg you on. No, Johnny, it was banging.
Thank you. Do you have a little stock joke that you use?
No, I have no stock jokes. I literally have, like, I have no one-liners.
Well, you are absolutely a sensational comic act. We've both seen you and we're absolutely awesome. Do you want to quickly plug yourself, let people know how they can find you?
Well, I'm going to plug one show I'm doing, actually. I'm doing the British Time in Hyde Park. British Summertime in Hyde Park.
Oh, yeah, I saw a poster for
that. Yeah, I'm doing it with Jim Jefferies, Glenn Wall, and Andrew Maxwell and someone else.
Hyde Park in the summer, right?
Yeah, Hyde Park in the summer. Yeah. I'm doing that on the 27th of June.
27th of June. Get that in your diaries, guys.
There you go. Get the tickets, people. Don't be last minute. Get the tickets.
Yeah, and I'm on the road for the next 2 weeks, so I'll be gone.
Wow.
Going to Dubai.
Oh, Dubai.
There we go. He's taking a comedy out there.
Can you, have you got a Twitter handle that you can pump out?
Bearded_wisdom9.
Bearded_wisdom9.
It's easy to remember.
Tweet me abuse.
Start following him. He's the main man. Thanks very much for coming
thanks
in, Charlie.
Thanks for having me, brother. Thank you.
Absolutely. Apart from that, this has been Live and Loud with Johnny and Inel. Inel, how do you think it's gone?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, you know. I mean, I feel good after helping people. We've had Jamali on. We've had your mum on. You know, it's been nice. Talked about Game of Thrones. This show had everything, you know. Sure, there's nothing else.
There's nothing. Nothing more that we could give.
There's
there really
else,
isn't.
You know.
And you can, let's plug ourselves here, because you're on Twitter,
well,
aren't
you? I'm on Twitter as well. You can find me on there, at Inel, I-N-E-L.
I will be at Johnny I. Cochran, and you can find us both at Johnny and Inel. Apart from that, you can listen to this show. That's Johnny and Inel, Live and Loud on FUBAR Radio. We're going to be here every Thursday at 4 p.m.
Okay, put it in your diary.
Absolutely,
people.
But we'll leave you there with this wonderful little song, which is a real little uplifting number, guys. It's Sweet Disposition by the Temper Trap. Make sure you tune in next week. See you later, guys.
See ya.
Sweet.